The Veterans Affairs Department has been roaring ahead on the mobile computing front. That's partly because it's being pushed that way by its medical workforce. They'd love nothing better than to be rid of clipboards and prescription pads. And partly, VA is always looking for ways to increase productivity and lower costs. Kathleen Frisby is the Director of Web and Mobile Solutions in the Veterans Health Administration. She joins us now as part of our special series, Gov 3.0, It's Mobile. Ms. Frisby, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. You've got so many initiatives in the fire going here. Let's talk about the iPad experiment for post-9/11 veterans caregivers. That one started in September. What have you learned so far from that pilot, and how's it going?
Well, the distribution of the iPads, which are loaded with a suite of apps designed for veterans and caregivers, will occur in early calendar year 13. So, to date, over 4,000 letters were sent to individuals in the Family Caregiver Program, and 1,120 responded that they want to participate in the pilot. So we've sent out postcards to those individuals, and we will be distributing the iPads again in probably January or February of calendar year 13.
And tell us about that suite of applications. What do they generally do, and how did you develop them?
Well, there's about 10 apps, and they're created for the family caregivers and the veterans. And they include apps that provide data from the electronic patient record, the electronic health record. There's a pain management app. There's a PTSD app that mirrors our current PTSD app, but it sends the patient's PTSD data back to the VA healthcare team. There's an app that supports caregivers, a journaling app that allows caregivers to manage the information around caregiving, a prescription refill app, and also a notification app for setting reminders.
So if we can take a step back for a moment, when you are trying to decide which apps to offer, which to develop, how do you go about figuring that out? I mean, what questions do you ask? What research do you gather?
Well, for the family caregiver pilot, we assembled focus groups of caregivers, and we asked them the question, what apps would make it easier for you to take care of veterans? And they actually defined those apps. And as a matter of fact, the journaling app was the top requested app from that focus group. So generally speaking, we assemble focus groups to try to help us find out what is needed.
All right, so you have mobile strategy, it sounds like, for people that are in the clinical settings providing care, and then you also have a whole effort to have apps for veterans themselves to work with VA on their own care. How do you get that all wrapped up into a single strategy?
Well, we've worked really hard at that. The strategy was designed to meet three major goals. The first is to produce a secure environment for deploying mobile apps, and that was accomplished through our architecture, where everything is double and triply encrypted, and also mobile management software, mobile device management software, which we are deploying. And then the second was to create an infrastructure that supports collaborative mobile applications development with shared services to foster standardization and prevent siloing and encourage reuse of code. And we've accomplished that through the creation of a cloud-hosted collaborative development and production environment. And then third is the design of the apps. We're thinking of these not as discrete apps, discrete entities, but as suites of apps that work together to meet the objective of delivering better health care for our veterans.
We're speaking with Kathy Frisby. She's Director of Web and Mobile Solutions at VHA. And so you talked a little bit about those focus groups that help you decide the apps. But when everything is said and done and they're using them, how do you evaluate if they actually, these apps are doing what people wanted them to do and is, as you said, you know, helping the agency fulfill its mission?
There's a couple of ways. So for the family caregiver pilot, we have a research study that's included as part of that rollout. And the research study is looking at how the suite of apps affect stress and burden in caregivers, as well as the utilization of healthcare by veterans, and also their ability to increase the preparedness of the caregiver in delivering care. So we have research studies plan for some of these pilots and some of these initiatives. In addition, our plan is to have an app store, which we will roll out in the spring. I'll call it an app library because we're not selling anything. It's an app library. There will be two, one for veterans and one for staff. And in that, we will have the ability of individuals to provide feedback on what they think about the apps.
Well, you answered my next question about the App Store, because I know a lot of agencies are pursuing that idea. But let's move on to the question of devices. Do your apps and in your mobile strategy generally, is it device agnostic in terms of being able to use BlackBerry and iOS and Android or any other?
Initially, we did iOS apps, but our long-term strategy is to do HTML5 apps, by and large, unless there's a reason not to, so they work across mobile platforms.
And is that because people are using their own devices, or are they using agency-issued ones?
Well, of course, veterans are using their own by and large. And for employees, the near term is we will be deploying government-furnished devices that will be controlled through the mobile device management product. But in the future, we hope to allow bring-your-own devices that would also be controlled with a mobile device management product.
And I wanted to ask you about Vista. That's the big comprehensive health system that controls a lot of what VA does. It's been under development for 40, 50 years, I guess, if you really look far back. How does that system lend itself to interacting with the mobile environment? Can that elephant dance, I guess I'm asking?
We view the mobile apps as complements to the electronic medical record, the CPRS. In many cases, they'll replicate the functionality that's in CPRS, but may do it in a slightly different way. For example, one of our strategies is to develop apps that are designed around discrete workflows that will make performing that work more efficient because you've consolidated the task into a single app. Nonetheless, that same functionality is delivered through CPRS. We've just done it in a slightly different way through mobile apps.
So that means that you are going the app route as opposed to the small screen web application idea, correct?
Well, the way the HTML5 apps will work is they'll work across desktop browsers as well. So not quite sure I understood that question.
Well, like when you download an app commercially, you know, that app is in and of itself. It's not, you're not getting to an application through a web browser necessarily, even though you're going across the web. So you have discrete apps that look like apps people use in their private lives too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to ask you something, I guess, a little bit related, but not really, because I know the VA is sometimes, particularly with, say, the blue button technology, is pushing outside health providers, insurers, et cetera, to also adopt technology. You also have to work very closely with the Defense Department on technology. Do you find that your apps, et cetera, are they things that people can only use within VA, and they can't necessarily benefit from that collaboration with the outside world? Or do you find that outside VA people are also developing similar apps and can help with that collaboration?
Well, so I think that our strategy is to leverage the open source, the OSIRA environment, to allow individuals to create apps that would be beneficial for the VA. So that's the outside collaboration. In addition, we're working really hard to collaborate with DOD and are in discussions now about how to jointly collaborate in the development of some of this.
And you do have a mobile blue button coming too, right, for people to download their own health information?
Right. The mobile blue button app will allow veterans to export their health data from their mobile device. And in addition, there are apps in that allow secure messaging capabilities for both veterans and providers on their mobile device.